98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Well, good morning to you. That weekend went by very fast,
didn't it? Sure did, in a flash.
I could not believe it yesterday when I saw that the Foo Fighters announced a gig in Dublin. They are playing tonight.
Is it tonight,
yeah,
the gig? Oh, wow. I didn't know it was tonight.
It's what I would call like a flash sale.
Yeah.
So they announced they were going to do a surprise gig in Dublin tonight, but the tickets were going on sale yesterday at 12 p.m. Okay, so they're playing the Academy tonight, but the tickets were going on sale at the 3 Olympia box office.
Yeah.
And you had to go there physically in person to get the tickets.
Yeah. And then I saw something online, and only a quick flash of it, but I think some people who had queued for tickets were brought inside the Olympia.
Yeah, but I don't know what happened when they got in there.
And then I think Killer played.
Okay, so there was some, a surprise
gig. There was a surprise performance, I think, for people who had queued.
Say thank you so much for very dramatically cancelling your Sunday plans and getting into town straight away.
Yeah.
Because when I saw it, I said, oh my gosh, will I try and get tickets now and I'll go jump on at 12 and maybe I'll get lucky. And I said, you had to be there in person.
Yeah,
it was 5 to 12. I wasn't going to make it.
No, we did not get there in time.
But amazing for anybody who actually got to go in there and get the tickets. So MCD said that there's 2 limit ticket per person and you had to use a physical credit or debit card. There was no cash, no contactless.
Yeah.
It was get in here, old school, queue up like everyone used to do back in the day. I remember even a couple of years ago when I first started working here, I used to do the early shift when I was reading the news.
Yeah.
And I'd walk in from my old apartment into town and I'd see people queuing outside Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Remember
the box one in Stephen's Green. Yeah, the one outside the door.
So it's very old school. So yeah, something nice about queuing up physically for tickets again. And I suppose sometimes you can go online and you feel like, oh my gosh, do I have any chance?
Yeah.
You see all these people in the queue in
stressful.
Front of you and it's very stressful. However, I would have liked a bit more notice.
True.
But then maybe it would have been out of control physically queuing up if they had told
I
people too far in advance.
I also love that they're playing the Academy. Like, it's such a small... Imagine getting to... Like, if you're the biggest Foo Fighters fan...
You could smell Dave Grohl.
You could touch him.
Yes.
Yeah, you could. It's like, imagine getting to see your favourite act in a venue that small.
It's going to be an amazing gig tonight. So enjoy it if you are one of the lucky people who's got tickets to see the Foo Fighters at the Academy tonight.
So, so good. Stephanie Kelly, the latest celeb to be eliminated from Dancing with the Stars. The Fair City actress was voted off on the... It was their 100th episode last night.
Yes.
I saw they loads of former contestants and pro dancers
I watched some of it.
Oh, did you?
I have to say, everyone's really good because I hadn't seen it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Eric Roberts last night. And the Leash Rose as well. She did a Viennese waltz and Mairead Ronan was there as her kind of mentor because Mairead won the show. She was the first female to win the show.
Yeah.
I think it kind of been series 3. I don't know. They've obviously done quite a few now.
Yeah.
But it was great to have, you know, different contestants from the past. Brooke Scullion was there chatting to Eric.
I love Brooke.
Obviously, they worked together on Ireland
AM.
She was giving him a few tips for his dance.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Come here, Larry Bass, the boss of the whole thing. He hasn't ruled out an All-Stars season.
Right.
That's a good shout.
Mm.
When you're, you know, maybe running out of newer people to do it.
Yeah.
Just get back like a load of the old favourites.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Did they ever do that on Strictly UK?
I don't know if they did. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if they actually have.
It's the same way we think that it would be amazing for them to do kind of an All-Stars Traitors as
it
well.
It would be brilliant.
I know we're so lucky that we have the Celebrity Traitors now and maybe at some point they'll do a Celebrity Traitors Ireland, but an All-Star cast because some people have... You know, they're so good at playing one role as a traitor or a faithful.
Yeah.
And you see them come back. But yeah, an All-Stars one, I mean, that would be good. We've seen it work really well in the past with Drag Race.
That season of Drag Race with
All-Stars,
Jinx Monsoon.
All-Stars, all winners.
Jinx Monsoon, who is coming to Dublin later this year for the Mother Pride block party, which is going to just be brilliant.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Fab prizes.
And there's a new one.
And the soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Well, welcome to a brand new week of Matchy Matchy. This is the game where just 3 words stand between you and phenomenal prizes. If you've never heard it before, we give you 3 words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you'll be winning all of these.
Get away with this €250 flight voucher.
And back by popular
popular demand. With this automatic ironing machine.
Oh. Nobody is quite sure how it works, but it's magic.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy. We need to do a video of that one. We'll put it on 98FM's Instagram this week.
We do, because I'm bizarre. So confused.
It's so bizarre looking. Hoping to win those incredible prizes is Lee, who's in Coolock. Lee, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Oh, good, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks, Lee. How was your weekend?
It was quiet. My girlfriend's pregnant, so we don't really get up too much, you know?
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations, Lee.
Thanking you, guys. Thanking you.
When are you due?
We are due in June.
June.
End of June, so hopefully we get into the World Cup so we can watch Ireland.
That's perfect timing, Lee, isn't it?
That was strategic. I'm
strategic,
not gonna lie.
Lee, do you know if you're having a girl or a boy?
I'm having a baby boy.
Baby boy. To watch the footy with.
Sorry?
You'll be watching the footy together.
This is it.
Yeah.
I have an Ireland jersey on if we get in.
Have you decided on
a... Hopefully Troy Parra does the job for us.
Fingers crossed. Have you decided on a name yet, Lee?
We have.
You have.
We're just
going
to keep it quiet now.
Of course.
Yes.
Lee, let's get down to business. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Brandon, would you like to take the soundproof booster?
Lee,
what an invitation. Thank you so much.
Nice to hear about you, Brandon.
Brilliant. Brandon's absolutely thrilled to go to the booth. You haven't been there for a while. Okay,
I know.
Well,
you listen on the way to work. The board can't ever get the chance.
You're very good, Lee. Right. Let's try get a Matchy Matchy this Monday morning. Your first word is note. N-O-T-E. Note.
Notebook.
Notebook. Very good. Second word. Toe.
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 Oh. That's going to put me on the spot there. Toe. Toenail.
Toenail. And your third word, brown.
Brown bread.
Brown bread.
Quick and easy.
Yeah. Lee, in Coolock, are you happy to lock in those three words this morning?
I'm happy to lock them in.
Nice one. We're locking them in and we are fetching Brendan from the Soundproof Boots. Hello. How are things?
Oh, very good. No messing around there. That was a quick game,
wasn't it? Okay, Brendan, your first word this Monday morning in Matchy Matchy.
Mm-hmm.
Note.
Note. Note. Between two. No, I'm going to say note. Pad.
Your second word. Toe.
Toe. Why is that a really funny word? Toe. Toenail.
And your third word, brown.
Sauce. They're really funny words.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this Monday morning with Lee, who's in Coolock?
Not.
You both said toenail.
Toenail, okay,
But Lee went notebook and brown bread.
Oh, brown bread is excellent.
Yeah,
I was between notepad and notebook. Lee, thank you so much for asking me so nicely to go to the soundproof booth. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for playing.
Cheers, Lee, and fingers crossed for the World Cup now.
Fingers crossed, thanking you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, Lee.
If you would like to play Matchy Matchy tomorrow morning and try a match three words with either myself or Brendan, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98
98 98. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, we're going to be talking about accents.
Yeah, we are. First up this morning, though, somebody in Japan has just anonymously donated a load of gold bars to, like, kind of like the city council, right?
Really?
Worth almost €3.5 million, the equivalent of.
Gosh.
So they dropped them in. I'm not sure, like, did they send them in a taxi or whatever, because they didn't want to be identified.
I think they'd have to be in, you know, registered post.
In a Brinks van, yeah. So they dropped them into the Osaka City Waterworks Bureau, right? With one instruction on how they wanted their gold bars to be spent. They want them to use the money to fix the city's water pipes.
Okay.
So somebody is so bothered with the state of
Here's
the water
a load
pipes.
Of money.
That well, they've donated the money to fix it, right?
Yeah.
So the gold bars, they weigh 21 kilograms.
I'd love to hold one.
I know, yeah.
Power.
Yeah. The city's mayor says it's a staggering amount of money and that they're going to respect the donors' wishes and they're going to use it to improve the water pipes, right?
Okay.
So apparently they are in bits, like the whole system needs redoing. So they need to replace 259 kilometers of water pipes.
That's a lot.
This donation is expected to fix just 2 kilometers.
What?
That's how expensive it is to do.
Ooh.
If anyone has a few gold bars lying around
their area, yeah.
Around their area, yeah. But maybe here we could use them to tap on the bus. Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really good, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Up next, it's claimed that New York pronunciations like dog,
New York,
coffee,
yeah.
and forget about it. Could slowly be a thing of the past.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so a study's been done and it's found that America is losing its New York accent, right?
Oh,
so,
that's sad. I love the New York accent.
So the Word Finder asked more than 3,000 Americans which regional accents that people are using less often. And they basically found that New York is one of the ones that's fading away, right? Because they described it as a melting pot of blow-ins and non-locals.
Yeah, okay.
And so they're kind of watering down the
original. So a lot of people
original,
who live in New York aren't
yeah,
originally
like,
from
I'm
there.
I'm walking here.
Yeah.
All that.
Snap out of it.
Snap it. Oh my, snap out of it. They say that Southern and Louisiana accents are the ones that are fading at the fastest rate. Yeah. Finally this morning, there was a gig in Belfast over the weekend that sounds a bit like the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow.
Brendan, I saw a few people talking about this, but I actually don't know what exactly happened. So I'm thrilled now that you're covering this morning.
Yeah, so you may remember the Glasgow Willy Wonka thing that, you know,
how
it promised like colourful candy and left children crying and someone phoned the police.
It gave Brendan's bit, Brendan content
oh,
for Brendan's bit
I
for
was
months.
Dragging it out. I actually rewatched a video of it this morning and it looks even worse than I remembered. It was so bad. The reviews from a K-pop tribute act at the SSE Arena have been less than glowing,
yeah.
It's fair to say. K-pop Forever, it was called.
Okay.
It promised a truly one-of-a-kind all-action concert. Tracks from K-pop Demon Hunters and BTS, right?
Yeah, I suppose it'd be brilliant out to bring the kids to
yeah.
that.
However, parents have complained that their kids didn't recognise most of the songs.
Oh.
The sound was dire and the costumes on stage were described as too adult.
Right.
So basically they thought they were getting the cast of K-pop Demon Hunters and they got, you know, not that. I've read a few of the comments online. One parent says it was an hour and 20 minutes until a song that they knew came on.
Ooh.
That's a lot. You know when you go to a gig and you don't know the
You need
all
to
the
open
songs.
With a banger and then you know what, spread them out, pepper
Start
them across
strong.
The set list. Yeah.
Children were crying.
Oh no.
One child was so bored they asked to borrow their parents' phones so they could play Roblox.
Oh wow.
The promoters issued a statement saying we're aware of some of the feedback. They say the content design and choreography was built to represent the full K-pop genre featuring songs from BTS, Blackpink and Cat's Eye.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want. As well as, they say, 8 hits from Demon Hunters including...
There's 8?
Yeah, including Golden, Takedown and Soda Pop. Well, once you have Golden, sure, you're laughing.
I'd say just play that on repeat now
yeah.
and be happy.
They say while the majority of customers enjoyed the show, we understand it's not what some expected. However, we are content the show delivered an arena standard tribute to the entire K-pop genre.
They need to go to Benidorm and get some inspiration. The tribute act in Benidorm.
Yeah.
Harry Styles recently.
I'm telling you.
Is that the real man himself?
Yeah. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, 98FM's showbiz guru, Shannon Keenan, had a very exciting weekend. She was at the IFTAs on Friday, the BAFTAs yesterday, and now she's back in studio with us now. Shannon, good morning.
I'm sorry for the smell, guys. I haven't showered yet. The hair is stuck to the head.
I think you look great.
You look great, Shannon.
I don't know. You need to go Specsavers or something because your eyes must be blurry.
We've both had the laser. I love. Come here to me. A busy weekend for you. IFTAs and BAFTAs. How was it?
Oh, God. It was a whirlwind. Like, do you know a horror movie? And you know the survivor at the end of a horror movie where they're walking away because they've just really been through it. That's how I feel. I had the best time ever.
Yeah.
But physically and emotional, I feel like that.
Oh okay. My gosh, you're yeah. busy. Well, horror movie for you, but a dream for Jessie Buckley. What a weekend for Jessie.
Oh my God, I'm literally buzzing for her after taking home the IFTA for her role in Hamnet on Friday night. And then she went on and made history by being the first Irish woman to win a BAFTA for Best Actress last night. So it's a good sign for the Oscars, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
great sign
is,
for the
indeed.
Oscars. Friday night, you were catching up with Dairy Girl star Louisa Harland.
It was mad. Meeting a Dairy Girl. I did fangirl a little
yeah.
bit. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, she was so nice and so cool. She also starred in Hamnet. I don't know if you've seen Hamnet, but she's.
I haven't yet.
She stars in Hamnet.
She's really good in Hamnet as well. Yeah, it's a phenomenal movie. I was really surprised to hear because I didn't know beforehand that she was in it.
I didn't either. Yeah. It was such a surprise for me. And apparently, it was a surprise for her.
Oh my God. I mean, I almost, when I went to the cinema to see it, I almost forgot I was in it. I had such a lovely week filming that. Paul and Jesse made such a fuss of me. Because, you know, it's hard sometimes coming in just for just a week on such a huge project like that. They went out of their way to make a fuss of me. And I mean, they really are the best of the best. Chloe was amazing to work with. Yeah, I mean, I literally forgot I was in it.
There was loads of dancing going on. Were you a part of it?
No, I wasn't. Talk about FOMO.
God, I was in it.
It's so great that she won that Rising Star Award. Another winner at the IFTAs, Anthony Boyle.
Oh, he is an absolute low-key crush of mine. And the biggest shock, okay, because I was expecting Cillian Murphy energy from him,
yeah.
but he was so lovely. And I asked him where he will be keeping his award, and this is what he said.
Anything that I've won since I was like 10 years old, I give to my mum, because I do think it's a bit psychopathic when you see actors that have all their awards behind them when they do Zooms or interviews. So I give anything that's like this, I give to my mother, because she likes to look at it when she's watching The Chase on the mantelpiece. So she can look at Bradley Walsh on The Chase and then look at the award and go back and forth while she's drinking.
That's so cute, giving it to us, man. Come here, the big question we have to ask you. We saw Paddington was at the red carpet of the BAFTAs. Did you get to meet Paddington?
So I didn't get to meet him, okay. but I seen him waddling around on the red carpet. And so I was shook, guys. It was the most bizarre thing of my life. I was like, is he real? Like, is he the fella from the movies? Like, is that the actor?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was
so cute.
The outfit is just phenomenal, isn't it? I mean, the fur.
Yeah. What lovely fur you have.
Yeah, what lovely fur you have, Paddington.
Come here, you also got chatting to Huntrix.
Oh my God, yeah. K-pop Demon Hunter girlies for Golden. We're going
up. What a song.
So I asked them if we're getting a sequel to K-pop Demon Hunters, and they said they want it, so they're manifesting.
Okay.
So fingers crossed on that. And then I also asked them, have they ever been to Ireland? I came over from Ireland. Have you ever been before?
Oh, no, really want to go.
Normal People, is that Ireland? That was such a beautiful show.
Are you a fan of Paul Mescal?
Who isn't? He's amazing actor.
Who are you most looking forward to seeing here tonight?
Paddington.
Yeah. I also said Cillian Murphy. Isn't he from Ireland?
He's an incredible actor.
Paddington is the correct answer.
So excited to see Paddington. Yeah. And you also, sorry, Shannon, you were so busy. You got to talk to Maggie Gyllenhaal as well about some of her favourite Irish stars.
Oh my God, she was actually gassed. So before we got her, she smiles to her PR girlie, and she was like trying to keep face. She was like, after this, I'm doing no more.
I'm done
after this. But she came over and she's actually working with Jessie Buckley on her upcoming film, The Bride. So I asked her, did she pick up any Irishisms while on set?
You know, Jessie was often, in my film, she speaks in an American accent and also even sometimes in an English accent. So she wasn't speaking with her Irish accent. You know, I love Genevieve's Come Here to Me. Come Here to Me. I love that one.
Come Here to Me.
Come Here to Me, Lord.
And Your Man.
Your
we
man.
All say Your Man, and we
and
don't realise.
Yeah.
Your One's very good too,
it's
isn't
very
it?
Very good. Come here, what was Aidan Gillen saying?
Oh, so I asked him how he feels to be coming back for Kin, and if people have asked for season 3 spoilers.
No, I think I'm off the hook there, you know. That surprised me too. I was kind of bluffing there at Christmas myself, and I kind of dropped a hint about a season 3 of Kin to a Christmas tree salesman. And then it kind of happened within a month. So I'm not taking the credit for that, but there you go. I'm being left alone on that. But, you know, it's great, but total surprise to me too.
So not in it then, do we think? Or what's the...
Yeah, is that what he's trying to say?
I don't know.
So I haven't actually... I need to watch Kin. So I don't know what happens to his character. Would his character be coming back?
I don't know. I don't think I finished season 2.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't even seen one season.
I know,
guys.
It is brilliant.
Go back.
It's brilliant.
Well, we'll have to watch it. Shannon, what a weekend you had. Well done. Thank you so much for joining us on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.